Good evening, everybody. This is Paul Hopkins with Amazing Grape, and we're really tickled to have each one of you on the call tonight. We was really excited last week to have Dr. Holler on the call and give some really, really good information about the blood and how that the product affects the blood. Amazing Grape is an amazing product. I have said before on the calls, I've been in the herb business now for about 35 years, off and on, working with different companies, working, doing more studying, anything. I just really enjoy listening to nutritional doctors and people that really work with nutrition side of it. I've had a retired doctor who told me that he had been in the practice of medicine for 35 years, and he said they never told him any of the natural things. They never told him anything about nutrition and how it affected the body as far as healing and everything. And he told me that he could have blessed so many more families if he would have just known some of these things. Well, some of these things really makes a huge difference in our life. And tonight I want to talk more about cleansing, because cleansing is where that the whole thing starts. And not just cleansing the colon, but the colon makes a huge difference. And I just made a statement before we started the recording to let you know a little bit about that part of it. And, of course, this is a little introduction I want to do, and we hope we're going to have another guest on here tonight. Maybe one of the doctors can explain a little bit of this to you. But, of course, it makes a whole lot of difference whenever that you don't digest your food well enough. And so I've entitled this little the little introduction, "What Color Is Your Bowel Movement?" Now, quite often people don't like to talk about bowel movements. That's not a real pleasant subject. But I think what I want to present to you is going to be acutely interesting because of what the thing that you don't think about here in our Western medicine, our Western diet and the things that we eat in the Western diet, and what a difference that it makes in the way that we eat our food and the way it digests. Quite often, people think of food and they think of digestion, that it's going to be getting along real good and real fast. But Dr. Pottinger, back in the 1930s, done some research that's really, really interesting. He took a bunch of cats, which have a stomach very similar to humans, and he put them in cages, and he fed the cats on one end of the spectrum altogether raw food. He put on the other end, he gave them cooked food. And each one down the line, he gave one 90% cooked food and 10% raw food, and then 80% raw food and 20% cooked food. And he kept increasing all the way down the line until he'd switched the thing over to the other. And he found out some very interesting things. He found out that the ones that were given a diet of raw fruits, raw food, had a lot less digestion problems, they had a lot less reproduction problems, and those that had cooked food all the time had a whole lot more reproductive problems and had a whole lot more problems with digestion. Now, eating more raw fruits and vegetables is definitely better for us, and this research seems to very well state that. But when we cook our food in the American diet, we kill most of the little enzymes in the food. They're in there to help your body digest that food and to keep you healthy. The normal system of our body is food to digest itself and go through the body in 8 to 10 to 12 hours. But because of all the preservatives and all the additives and all of the things in our Western diet, sometimes it takes as long as 48 hours. And this is really adding a lot of toxins to your body because of the food putrefying and basically rotten before that it comes out of you. And so this is where a lot of that problem comes in. And that's what we want to talk about a little bit, about toxins and what it can do to the body. And I have a little statement here from a little booklet that I wrote about it. I want to read it to you, or part of it here. Recently, the subject of alimentary toxemia was discussed in London before the Royal Society of Medicine by 57 of the leading physicians of Great Britain. Among the speakers were eminent surgeons, physicians, and specialists in various branches of medicine. Topics of discussion included poisons of alimentary intestinal toxemia, symptoms and diseases due to alimentary toxemia, the digestive organs, heart and blood vessels, the nervous system, the eyes, the skin, muscles and joints, genitourinary and reproductive organs, and general disorders and disturbances of nutrition. Following is a portion of their conclusion. The colon is a sewage system, but by neglect and abuse, it becomes a cesspool. When it is clean and normal, we are well and happy. Let it stagnate, and it will distill the poisons of decay, fermentation, and putrefaction into the blood, poisoning the brain and nervous system so that we become mentally depressed and irritable, poisons the lungs so that the breath is foul, poisons the digestive organs so that we are distressed and bloated, and poisons the blood so that the skin is sallow and unhealthy. In short, every organ of the body is poisoned, short-circuiting the very purpose God created them for, and we age prematurely, look and feel old, the joints are stiff and painful, neuritis, dull eyes, and a sluggish brain overtakes us, the pleasure of living is gone. In summation, every disease and finally death begins in the colon. This will not occur overnight. It is a progressive process. This cannot be corrected overnight. How you care for your colon will ultimately determine your health tomorrow, next week, next month, or next year. You must begin to care now. The preceding information should impress you with the vital importance of bowel regularity to you and every member of your family. Act now to begin strengthening and making your colon as clean and healthy as possible. Now, as we have stated, this affects the entire body. It goes into all parts of the body. And I heard a very prominent researcher here lately in a meeting state that the body, the fat cells in the body, actually hold on to toxins to keep those toxins from killing you, because the toxins are there. They're going to, you know, destroy you if they're not something done with them or you've ridded the body of them. And so the fat cells surround them and try to keep those toxins from killing you. And so it's been determined now by a lot of research that every fat cell in your body and mine and everybody else's is holding as much as 200 toxic chemicals and preservatives and all kinds of things that causes problems for the human body. Needless to say, we are now manufacturing literally tens of thousands of different kinds of chemicals in America. All these build up in the human body. And there's a lot of other problems with toxins and what they do to the body. I want to stop right here and ask, Dr. Draper, are you on the call yet? Okay, I'll continue on for a little bit. We were expecting Dr. Draper to be on the call tonight, and he is experiencing a tremendous amount of this in his own private practice. He is a leading chiropractor and naturopathic doctor in the Greensboro Triad area of North Carolina, and he has discussed with me, and he's using our product now with his patients, and he has discussed with me the alarming rate of people that he sees that are just totally affected by toxins. The buildup of toxins in the body causes a tremendous amount of problems for the human body. And there is a way, there is some things that we can do to help eliminate those toxins. But I want to give you a little bit of what the problems and what is there, some of the things that are causing the problems, and then you might get a better idea of what it's going to affect it whenever we try to get rid of some of those things. One thing that it might think about on the outside of the body is skin care and personal care products. actually absorb tremendous amounts of toxic chemicals into our body every day. They say that by the time we get ready to go out and meet the world every day, after we have shaved and showered and shampooed and brushed our teeth and put on all kinds of lotions and everything, and all the stuff that we bombard our body with, that we have actually, in a lot of cases, exposed our body to as much as 200 toxic chemicals before we even leave the house in the morning. One thing they have noted is that with sunscreen, that the increase in skin cancer is almost identical to the increase in sales of sunscreen. That's because a lot of the chemicals in sunscreens are actually cancer-causing ingredients, and your body absorbs them into the body whenever you put it on your skin. The same way with a lot of different lotions and other solutions that we might use. There is one thing that a lot of people don't think about that ladies use is they use a solvent in the nail polish and nail polish removers and some astringents. And this actually is the FDA considered actually banning it in products because it had been shown to be carcinogenic, mutagenic, and toxic. These are some of the things that I'm talking about. One of the worst things that is an offender, according to a leading expert, actually the leading expert on toxic-free skincare, has told us that sodium lauryl sulfate is in just about every shampoo and conditioner and in a lot of your personal care products, and you'll find that it actually absorbs into the body, and it is one of the worst causes of birth defects. Now, if you look at the bottle of shampoo that you're using, you'll probably see some sodium lauryl sulfate. There's also plastics. There's bad preservatives in the things that we put on our skin. There's also things called dioxins. Dioxins absorb into the body, and they actually can cause us to premature age, and they also cause a lot of toxins for our cells. Some of them that are cancer-causing, a lot of these things absorb into the skin. Now, there is a great long list of them, but then I want to turn for a minute and look at the food that you eat. You're taking in your body every day with preservatives in the Western diet. You're taking in a number of now genetically modified foods, and you're taking into your body preservatives. I've had people tell me that if you lay a Twinkie out on the cabinet, that the bugs and the mice won't even touch it because it has so much preservatives and stuff in it. They don't want nothing to do with it. Well, if the little bugs and the animals know that this is not good for your body, then, you know, we think about all the different preservatives and all the processed food and the preservatives and things that are in our Western diet, and you wonder that, you know, it's a wonder why we don't have more problems than we do with all the toxins and everything. Well, there's also parasites in our body, which is another subject, and I won't go into that in depth right now. But the thing that we like to look at is, and this goes along with the Amazing Grape product, is we like to encourage people to begin to learn about all these toxins and all the things that are bombarding our system and all the things that we can do to fight against that. We can eat fresh fruits and vegetables. We can eat leafy green vegetables. And these are good things for us to help cleanse the body, but there's a lot of other things that we can do to cleanse the body as well. And usually that always involves herbal cleansing. There's a number of herbs, and if you go back in the Bible and look, you'll find that there were bitter herbs in the Old Testament and spoke of even to the New Testament. And the bitter herbs were those that were for cleansing. And if you get some books, and I encourage everybody on the call to begin to build you a little library of books by nutritional counselors and people that actually work with herbal cleansing and some of the things that it can do to help eliminate these toxins out of your body and the things that you can do that will help them to heal itself. There's a lot of problems with this stuff, but I don't tell you this as a thing to scare you. I'm telling you that there is something that you can do about it, and that is you can take some herbs into the body, and you can, in a lot of cases, eliminate as a big portion of those things that are in the body. You can rid the body of them and run them out of the body, get rid of them. There are a number of good detoxing products on the market. There are a number of good things that you can do. And I'm going to tell you about one of the noted people that is really into this stuff is a Dr. Brenda Watson, which is a naturopathic doctor. And here's some of the things that she recommends that you can do from a natural standpoint. And they're more in a cleansing lifestyle. First of all, she wants you to drink plenty of water every day. But I also caution everybody that you need to have distilled water. You want to not have all of the inorganic minerals and total dissolved solids and things that are not good for you, because actually the water that you find today in most water systems across America is full of toxins, full of plastics, full of different kinds of problem chemicals and things, because the water has become polluted. And so the water that you want to put in your body, you want good distilled water, steam distilled water if possible. And this is water that has had all of the stuff taken out of it. Now, some people will argue and they'll say, well, you know, how about minerals? We need minerals in our diet. You certainly do. But you don't need inorganic minerals. You don't need the ones that's ground up rocks, and you don't need the ones that are in the water, because they are inorganic. Your body cannot use them. And so about the best thing they're good for is making kidney stones. The thing that you need to do is get your minerals from plants. This is the way God intended. This is all the way back in the very earliest of times. Whenever the scientists study what they call phytonutrients, as Dr. Hollow was talking about last week, the plants actually draw up the minerals and the nutrients in small enough particle size, what they call ionic, they are actually small enough that they can go into the cells and feed them. So God put this together in the very beginning. It still works today. If you want to get good minerals for your body, you get organic minerals that come from plant sources. And the plant sources are herbs. You want to look at the type of water, as I said, and get you some good steam distilled water. I don't recommend putting a distiller in your home, because a lot of times it's going to have a lot of calcification in it. It's going to have a lot of stuff, maintenance for you to clean the things out and get the chalky stuff, get the stuff that the water leaves behind. And so it's best to just get some company that already has a very huge distiller set up and get your water directly from them for what you cook with and what you drink. Now, obviously, the tap water and the water that you get in your home through the sources is okay for bathing and washing clothes and things like that. But what you put in your body for making coffee, making tea, for making beverages and drinking and for cooking should be distilled water. And then you want to look for good quality products. If you can get local produce, if you can get things that are totally organic, that's great. But I caution you on organic things, because there's a lot of things that are called organic that really aren't totally organic. And one reason that I've stated several times before, and people don't think about this, but every day there is a, when people say they don't put any pesticides and they don't put anything on their gardens and everything, then you have to look at the fact that every day in America there's 3,600 commercial airline flights over America at any given moment in the air, landing and taking off, and they're spreading spent jet fuel all over America every day. And this is raining down in tiny microscopic particles down onto your organic garden. and they absorb right into the leaves of your fresh fruits and vegetables, and they are known carcinogens, and the tests that have been done to date show up, indicate that there is actually spent jet fuel in mother's breast milk in every state of the 48 states. So this is a known carcinogen. It's a cancer-causing ingredient. So unless stuff is organically grown in a greenhouse, I don't buy the idea that it's totally organic. Now, as much as is possible and as much as you can, get good fruits and vegetables and things that are as much as you can project or find to be good quality stuff. You want to have natural plants around your house, if possible, that is going to filter some of the toxins. One of the very good ones that's listed is chrysanthemums. My mom used to have chrysanthemums planted all around the yard, and it was quite good for us, and we didn't really know as much about it back then as we do now. You want to use unrefined oils. You want to use coconut oil, sesame oil, flaxseed oil, olive oil, or even grapeseed oil. These are very good for you, and they're much better for you than using things that have been refined or things that have been overheated. You want to eat as much raw fruits and vegetables as you can. You want to get good sunlight, and you want to take some good herbs that is going to help you to cleanse those things out of your body. You want to avoid processed foods as much as possible. You want to avoid some of the things that cause a lot of the toxins to build up in your body. One thing is artificial sweeteners, and the problems that comes from it are just tremendous. Synthetic things, antibacterial soaps that you put on the outside of your skin and things like that can actually cause some things. So there is just a tremendous amount of things that you will find that you can do from a natural standpoint. But as I have said, you want to get you some cleansing books. You want to get you some books by nutritionists. There's a lot of them out there that tell you a lot about how to purify your body, how to get these things out of the body naturally. And, of course, you want to feed the body a really... Do we have somebody else coming in? Doc, you got on the call yet? I heard somebody else actually ringing in on the call. I want to encourage every one of you to begin to study the body and the cleansing of the body and what that can do for your overall good health, just like the doctors from Great Britain said. Also, whenever that you can, get an herbal formula to run the parasites out of your body because they bring in a lot of toxins with them. And this is an ongoing thing. We can't get the toxins out of our body and then continue to eat a Western diet and eat all the preservatives and have all of the different modern Western diet things in our body and not expect us to have problems with it anymore. It's an ongoing thing to continually cleanse your body and to continually try to get things that are of a good variety of food so you can get all the amino acids, so that you can get the enzymes, so that you can get the minerals and the necessary products into your body so that your body can push the bad stuff out of the body, because that's what it'll do. When you put the good nutrition in the body, it will actually push the toxins, it will push the bad stuff out of the body. And I've noticed over the years in doing herbs with so many different people that whenever people take a good cleanse or whenever that they cleanse the body of the toxins, most of the time the problems that they were experiencing that they wanted to take some herbs for or that they wanted some help with, such as joints and muscles and digestive problems and allergy problems and lung problems and all kinds of problems like that, headaches and different things. Did you know that over half of all the medical visits in the United States each year, over half of them are for headaches? And we found that whenever people get a headache, if they take a good tall glass of good, clean, distilled water, a lot of times the headache will go away on their own because we're all dehydrated. Most of America, over 75% of America, is dehydrated. And so we need to drink more good, clean water. And that good, clean water can also help to flush out the toxins and get them out of our system. So there's a lot of good things that you can do. One thing that we found out that the doctors are telling us now is that you can take a good nutritional product that is a good antioxidant, and it will actually have a lot of fiber in it and actually can help you to actually detox the body. And that product is called Amazing Grape. It's the muscadine grape seed and skin ground up and put in a capsule, and it actually has a lot of good effects of detoxing. Now, it doesn't do all of the detoxing or all of the cleansing that you need, but it does do some. And so along with the good nutrients and antioxidants and the wonderful things that it does to help support the body and to make you healthier and to give you better energy and to open your arteries and help fight against cancer and fight against inflammation and help to balance your blood sugar, besides all the good benefits, it actually has a lot of fiber in it, and it actually has some good nutrients in it to help you to cleanse the body. It's also a seed, and in the best parasite cleanses, we find that there are many different types of seeds, because the parasites in your body, the little critters and things that are in there, most of them are microscopic, but they are not good for your body. And I've stated before that I believe that God meant for those type little bacteria and things and all of the little what we call critters and stuff that's in our body. A lot of them are necessary out in the ecosystem to keep the balance of nature in the waters and lakes and streams out there in nature. But they're not good in our bodies. So if we go back in the scriptures, and I had a wonderful doctor friend from up in Washington, D.C., Dr. Watkins, has made a practice out of cleansing the body with herbs, getting rid of the toxins, and then giving the body good herbs to build it up with. And he goes back and he cites a number of scriptures where that the bitter herbs were for cleansing. The seed was for cleansing. That's what runs the parasites out of you. So God provided this, and I've quoted it before, in the very first chapter of the Bible, the 29th verse of Genesis chapter 1, the Lord told Adam, he said, "I have given you every herb bearing seed. To you it shall be for meat." Now, bearing seed meant that it had some properties there, and we find other instances through the Bible where that the seeds were beneficial. If we eat those seeds, the parasites, the little bacteria and stuff that is good out in the ecosystem that have somehow or another got into our bodies, will be run back out of the bodies. And so God provided this right in the very beginning. It just took us a long time to ever figure it out. But if we take seed into our body, those little critters will stay out there in nature where they're supposed to. And our bodies will be healthy and be stronger and won't have the inflammation. They won't have the toxins and things like that. I had one lady that I was talking to, and she said that she had had allergies all of her adult life. And this lady and her husband had been married for 50 years, above 50 years. I applauded that. That's a wonderful testimony. They'd been married together for 50 years, but she'd had to take a shot every day of her adult life. Now, to me, that's just kind of staggering that somebody would be taking a shot once a day for 50 years. But she said she had to for allergies. Well, she evidently went with the medical community because she was taking a shot every day, and all she knew to do was to fight the allergies with a shot. Well, when she found out about the muscadine grape seed and what it can do for you, and the seed and skin is in the Amazing Grape product, but when she found out about muscadine and what it could do for you, she started taking it. And she told me that she started it in July, and I began to talk to her in March of the next year when I got acquainted with her. And she told me that when the fall allergies come the year before, she said, "I quit taking all my shots, And she said, when the fall allergies come, she said, I didn't have any problem at all. When the spring allergies come, I didn't have any problem at all. And she said, you know, she said, back when I started in July of last year, I was in a size 16 dress. She said, now I'm in a size 6 dress. So not only had it got rid of the toxins, but when the toxins clear out of the fat cells no longer have need to be fat, and so they begin to compress back down to their normal size. And so it's not necessarily a weight loss product, but when you cleanse the toxins out of the body, then naturally the fat cells get smaller because they're not protecting so much. They're not covering up so many toxins. So the toxins in your body and the things that are causing allergies and causing problems for you, a lot of them can be eliminated with natural cleansing of getting you some good fruits and vegetables, getting you some good water, getting yourself properly positioned to try to get rid of these things. And when you run the stuff out of the body, when you cleanse the body, whenever that you do this, most all the time I've noticed over the years that the symptoms that people had, which, as we included in the beginning, with problems with the blood, problems with the joints, with the lungs, with digestion, and all of these problems, a lot of them go away on their own. And that's what I believe was the intention in the very beginning. That's the way these bodies were made. And they were made by a wise creator who said we were wonderfully made. And so what we need to do is just look at these things from a common sense standpoint. We don't need to go off the deep end. We don't need to say, oh, I ain't going to have nothing to do with this, or I ain't going to have nothing to do with that. Need to just look at this from a reasonable standpoint and try to take into our body more of the things that are good for us and less of the things that are not good for us, and try to take small steps in the right direction all the time. And I think you will find it'll be much, much more beneficial to you. And, of course, we want to encourage everybody, if they're not telling their friends and neighbors all about Amazing Grape and the good benefits it is with this product, we appreciate you telling everybody about it and sharing it with everybody. I see our time has come and gone again, and I imagine that he probably got tied up, but we were expecting to have a doctor on here tonight. I'm going to continue to try to get more of the doctors that have are encouraging people and are actually using the Amazing Grape product to come on and tell a lot more of the experiences that they are having with the product in the future for the future calls. And we're going to have some more exciting things to bring to you, hopefully in the very near future. We're working on new things and some new products and things that we hope that we can share some of that with you in the future. But for right now, I want to tell everybody how much I appreciate them being on the call tonight. And I want you to tune in again next week and bring people on the call. If you're a new person on the call tonight, be sure and get back with the person who invited you on the call and get more information about Amazing Grape and get involved with us. I think you're going to enjoy what you're going to see with all of it and the benefits of it. I certainly do appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. And with that, I'm going to bid everybody a good night.
Good night, Paul.
Good night.
Good night, Paul.
Thank y'all for being on the call tonight.